Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Dreaming about being on that stage Christmas Day.
I'm just trying to show them a little bit of my Christmas spirit.
Oh, they expected it!
Put it on the show with the whole world watching.
Doncic dagger!
Let's go! This is a game with Golden State, we want our get back.
Christmas Day, we gotta go out there and execute.
A Christmas Day gift!
Welcome to the NBA Today Christmas Special, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Welcome to the NBA Today Christmas Special, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Malika Andrews, joined by our senior insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Ramona Shelburne is in studio with us, and bringing in the sparkle is Chinee Achebe. Zach Lowe is going to be by in just a little bit. We're loaded, but something doesn't feel quite right. I mean, this is supposed to be a Christmas special, people. So I think we need to put in a call to the jolliest analyst from the North Pole. What's up, Santa Perk?
What's up, Santa Perk? Me, you, and Shanae. What's up, Ramona? What's up, Walt?
I don't know how I got on his naughty list.
Y'all don't want to know what list y'all
too on. Where do you get a 7-foot Santa suit?
I'll tell you that straight up.
That is a great question. Producer Hillary must have the answer.
All right, let's get right to it. It's time to open up our Christmas card with 5 star-studded games, and we're going to start with Joel Embiid and the 76ers. They're visiting the Knicks in Madison Square Garden in a matchup of teams who have faced each other on Christmas more times than any others. Embiid has averaged 30 and 14 on Christmas in his career. Ramona, how important is it to Joel to be back playing on Christmas?
Well, when he wasn't playing on Christmas, he took that as a slight to say, I guess we're not considered contenders anymore. So now they're back on Christmas, and he has really highlighted these big games, because the last couple of years when he's lost that MVP race, he didn't necessarily have his best games against other MVPs in those national TV games when everyone is watching. He's going to come for this one.
He's going to come out and have a game. I mean, look at
that little dance. That's my favorite video of Joel so far.
All right, next, the NBA's all-time leading Christmas scorer, LeBron James and the Lakers. They face Luka and the Mavs on this holiday for the second time in the last 3 seasons. And after the Lakers won 138-115 in 2020, despite 27-7 from Doncic. So, Woj, what are you watching in this matchup?
Yeah, I think the Luka-LeBron matchup is so interesting. I remember the first time Luka Doncic played LeBron James across the street here in L.A. Yep. I remember seeing him in the lobby of the hotel across the street, and he had LeBron's jersey with him. He had gotten it from him after the game. And he was a player who grew up in Slovenia, modeling himself after LeBron James, was such a huge fan. And I think LeBron appreciates that about Luka Doncic.
Absolutely. Then at 5 Eastern, we get what could be an Eastern Conference preview, right? Giannis and the Bucks, Tatum and the Celtics, their first meeting since Boston's 7-game series victory in last year's Eastern semis. Giannis went for 34, 15, and 7 in the series loss to Chinee. Celtics struggling a little bit. How important is this game for Tatum?
This is huge, because I know he said that the game versus the Warriors, the NBA Finals rematch, was not a big deal, but Christmas Day is a big deal. Ever since you grow up as a hooper, you want to play on Christmas Day, and Tatum has the opportunity to really be special. 30.6 points per game is what he's averaging. He could potentially be the all-time highest scorer on a per-game basis for Celtics. So I expect him to change what he did a couple weeks ago.
Expecting big things from Jason Tatum. All right, off to the dark side, because after that, it's another playoff rematch with the Grizzlies playing their first game on this holiday in franchise history. They take on the Warriors. Big Perk, what are you expecting from Ja?
I expect him to be the best version of himself, right? I expect him to steal the show on Christmas Day, and I expect a smackdown. You think Memphis and Ja forgot about the series last playoffs? You think Jaren Jackson Jr. don't remember what Klay Thompson said about him calling him a bum. Hey, look, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be pretty. Tell you that straight up.
In the nightcap, the Suns visit the Nuggets in a matchup of teams fighting for the top spots in the West. It's a rematch of the 2021 playoff series. Phoenix swept against a shorthanded Denver team. DeAndre Ayton did a nice job of containing Nikola Jokic. Shanae, what do you think of how Jokic has been playing?
With his demeanor, you would think, oh, he's on the nice list. But when it comes to the court, that man is naughty. I am a full believer in Jokic and what he's been able to do. It's not just that 40-27 game that we just saw. It's not just him getting close to averaging a triple-double. It's just the plays we see. Typically, we see him from the guards. He's doing them from the center position. And I loved when he walked into the arena. He was dressed in business casual. Not business casual. He was dressed to impress. He was suited and booted. And to see that he takes every matchup the way that every NBA player should, I have full respect for him.
That suit was fly. All right, speaking of MVPs, the top five candidates, according to Caesar Sportsbook, they are all in action on Christmas Day. So I want to have a little bit of fun here with some picks. Shanae, I'm going to stick with you here, sis. Here's the full slate. You can see it. Who's going to be the MVP of Christmas Day specifically?
All right, I know I just gave a lot of love to Jason Tatum, but he's going up against Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Pile it up.
And Giannis Antetokounmpo, he is so motivated every night, similar as I just mentioned with Jokic, but he just is unguardable when it comes to the paint. I looked up the numbers with producer Schwartz. He leads the league in paint points per game, just above Zion at 18.9. He leads the league in fast break points per game at 6.2. So you think about it, he can grab the rebound and he leads the NBA scoring in transition. And then also in the half court, he's unguardable getting and attacking what you just saw right there, you know, on the paint. So I just look at Giannis and I'm like, this guy's going to probably really seize the day because every day is a gift for him, right? You know, that's just the vibe
I see what you did there. All right, that's the game that I have circled on my calendar as well. Woj, who are you looking at?
Jokic, and you look at the run he has been on since he came back from health and safety protocols. 28 points, 12.5 rebounds, 9.5 assists. He's almost averaging a triple-double this season, and this is a player who, if he can win another MVP, only three players have ever done that three times in a row: Larry Bird, Wilt Chamberlain, and Bill Russell. And listen, Denver has very quietly moved to the top of the Western Conference, and you know, there's no reason to believe that there are going to be any holes in this Jokic candidacy for MVP, but I think he ends up the Christmas Day MVP. He'll have a monster game.
All right, so a couple of MVPs to start in Giannis and Jokic. Yeah. Momo, who you got?
I'm going to go with Ja Morant. I think the MVP comes from the game. There's probably two games that mean the most, right? This Memphis Warriors game, this means a lot, and this means a lot to Ja Morant. He didn't get to finish that series, right? He gets to finish and have his say in that head-to-head matchup with the Warriors. I know Steph's not out there, but Ja Morant likes that big stage, and I think he puts a big game.
All right, Santa Perk, bring up the caboose here since Momo already went to the dark side.
Hey, I stole yours. I stole it.
What are we taking, Perk?
I'm not even mad at you, Momo. I'm going with Joel Embiid. Forget leading the league in points in the paint and fast break points. He's leading the league in scoring right now. And when we talk about debuting and going and handling business in Madison Square Garden, we saw what Pascal Siakam did a few nights ago. I think Joel Embiid is ready for this moment. I think he knows how big this stage is on Christmas Day, and he won't disappoint us. The Knicks do not have an answer for him. I know Tom Thibodeau is going to try to throw everything at him, including the kitchen sink, but that's not going to be enough. He's going to be the MVP come Christmas Day.
All right. Well, we were having such a good time that Zach Lowe wanted to get in on the action. Zach, who is your Christmas Day MVP?
So I don't know if you've heard of him. Kind of an obscure pick, but a really good player I really like, up-and-comer, gotta watch him, LeBron James for the Los Angeles Lakers. Remember LeBron? Anyone remember LeBron? Maybe the greatest player of all time? Winnable game against the Dallas Mavericks, right? Now, the Lakers will be underdogs without AD, but that's a winnable game. Loves the spotlight, lots of Christmas memories. All these young guys, oh, they're all cool, Giannis. How about LeBron?
Why not LeBron? Yeah. And since you mentioned him, still to come on this very special Christmas Day edition of NBA Today, we're going to dive into some unbelievable stats and moments of LeBron James playing on Christmas. And also, you're not going to want to miss, Santa Perk has a little jingle on LeBron. That's going to be coming up. Plus, it's almost time to open some presents. Dirk Nowitzki and Luka Doncic, they did a little gift exchange that you're going to want to see. And see who made Santa Perk's naughty list or nice list. I have a feeling.
We're on the naughty list.
All of that and so much more. NBA Today rolls on after this.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The NBA Today Christmas Special is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Now, they asked me to read a promo. I don't want to say that. I hate the Lakers. But they ain't paying me enough. Besides, that's the reason why I dropped out of high school, because I didn't want to read. Join us Christmas morning, 11 a.m. Eastern time, as we celebrate Basketball a Day for about 137 hours.
Tracy Morgan will be bringing Basketball a Day to you on NBA Countdown at 11 a.m. Eastern Christmas Day. That starts a full day of hoops on ESPN and ABC. So LeBron on Christmas has been an annual tradition for 16 consecutive seasons. He's played on the holiday every year since 2007 when he was just 22 years old. And this will be his 17th Christmas game overall, which will break a tie with Kobe Bryant for the most by any player. So LeBron, he scored 422 points on Christmas, the most by any player in NBA history. Not only, though, is that the most on Christmas, it's the most points by any player that they have scored on a single day in NBA history. So what does all of that add up to here? All of those Christmas games have led to 10 wins on the holiday. That's tied with his good friend and former teammate Dwayne Wade for the most wins on Christmas by any player. And as LeBron looks to stand alone with a victory over the Mavs. So let's take a little trip back. Let's go down memory lane and we're going to relive some of the best moments from LeBron's Christmas career.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy.
Finds James! Put it under your Christmas tree. James, look out.
It never gets old. To be able to celebrate this game on the biggest holiday of the season, it's an honor.
Blocked by James.
This is special. This is an absolute gift. You can't work on this, so don't pay anybody.
James throws it down. Wade looking for the return to LeBron. Off the window.
Back here on the set with Chinnea Agumike and Ramona Shelburne, the Mavs, they host the Lakers on Christmas Day. Zach Lowe, he picked LeBron James to be the MVP of that day. Chinnea, what are you expecting out of this game?
I expect him to ball out. And typically on Christmas Day, you tend to think we'll be where we are right now in Hollywood, right? But no, instead he travels to Dallas to face off against Luka Doncic and the Mavs. And I love what Wode said earlier because, you know, Luka's comparison when he came into the league was absolutely LeBron. It's someone that he idolized, LeBron James, speaking of Luka Doncic. And I think LeBron, even though it's like we're in this era of NBA players doing jersey swaps and like, right, hey, that's my bro, and banana boat and all that type of stuff. At the end of the day, LeBron James, he wants to perform at a high level and still show that he's that guy. He will have to really, you know, make up for and shoulder a lot of the load with Anthony Davis being out. I believe that's 27 points per game that they'll be missing. And so I think LeBron will not want to be ignored. You know what's funny? It's like, it's always saying, like, you're not itching to be noticed, but you sure as heck won't be ignored. That's right. LeBron James on Christmas Day.
You mentioned it. Anthony Davis will not be playing that day. We will have more on Anthony Davis later in our show. But Ramona, when you're looking at these two teams, both the Mavs and the Lakers, in different ways, they've had really bright spots and really low spots this season. Who needs this win more?
The Lakers need this win because every win is without Anthony Davis is a win for them. But to me, when I'm looking at it, Luka and LeBron have a lot of similarities in their career trajectories. I mean, they have a lot of similar qualities as players as well. I think Luka's a better shooter. LeBron's probably a better athlete. But in terms of size, speed, ability to handle at that size, really similar players. But they also, LeBron's early part of his career is defined by being in Cleveland, not having enough help around him, the Cavs trying to get him enough help and superstars to join him. Luka in Dallas needs some help. Somebody needs to join Luka in Dallas for him to live up to as good of a player as he can and compete for a championship.
He needs to be he needs a Robin to his Batman. Chinee, when you're looking at the Mavericks, what is it that most intrigues you this season that says, okay, yeah, they're going to be able to go back to that Western Conference Finals or...
Yeah, there are two things. There are two things that intrigue me. One is Christian Wood, right? That addition was supposed to be the instant spark plug on offense, which leads me to my second thing. Defense is probably the area that they really need to improve at. And we noticed that the Mavs made a push last season when they improved their defense. That was like the new kid identity, which was really cool. And everyone's like, look, we're balanced on both ends. But now with both of those sort of, what is his role? How is he, you know, acclimating himself to this team? Because that was a good get, but it's like you want to maximize that in Wood. But then also, how do we get that defense back? And then the biggest question of, did you hear me hit the falsetto?
Oh, yeah.
The biggest question of them all is trying to make sure, and I think a lot of teams in the NBA are trying to deal with this, making sure your stars are healthy, available, and rested come playoff time. You don't want Luka, who's coming off of a Eurobasket, to feel like, hey, I don't have enough gas to make this push. And so I think there's a number of issues that the Mavs had, but nonetheless, they're poised to be one of the better teams.
You're talking about stars. Let's bring in our star from the North Pole, because I hear Santa Perk is ready to be back here with us. So we're going to flash back a little bit, Perk, before we get to you, to Christmas past, when Santa Perk first gifted us with your presents.
You know, Michael and Magic and Larry and Oscar, Kareem and Bill Russell and Timmy and Kobe, but people, do you recall the greatest player of them all? King James, the G-O-A-T. Has a very shiny new ring. King James, the best to ever do it. It's how he'll go down in history.
Okay, I think you added a couple of extra syllables there. We're not going to focus on that. We're not going to focus on that. That was your take back in 2020. Santa Perk, do you stand by it?
Yeah, I stand by it, and I'm going to double down on it. And this is just adding on to LeBron's legacy. And we got to continue to appreciate his greatness while we can, while he's still giving it to us, while he's still playing. Listen, when it comes down to Bron, and it comes down to him reaching the milestones and breaking records, and he's going to continue to break records, this is why he's the GOAT. And everybody want to talk about, okay, yeah, he got to the finals, but he didn't get it done, like, you know, over 50% of the time. Well, again, this is not an individual sport. This is a team sport. Sometimes you may do all you can, but your teammates just don't come up. When it comes down to being the greatest player of all time, that's LeBron James. And by the way, we the same age. The guy going to be eligible for his pension in about 7 years.
All right, so what do you get the man who has everything? Because it seems like LeBron does.
You just give him a phone call. I would like to give him a phone call, but I tell you what I like to give him. I like to give him Duncan Robinson.
Okay.
Right now, while he's on the Lakers, he needs shooting. I would like to give him a shooter, a guy that he can rely on, a guy that can open up the lane and be a spacer. Even if he don't get the ball, you could use him as a decoy to run sets to allow LeBron to go to work. He haven't had a shooter in a long time, and Miami's not using him right now. Matter of fact, he's been in the doghouse. That's what I would like to give King James with.
All right, so let's go to the Lakers' opponent on Christmas Day, because the Mavs, Luka Doncic, Dirk Nowitzki, they actually exchanged some gifts, Santa Perk. Let's take a listen.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Yes. Grandma's German cookbook.
Look at this.
Strukel.
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 This is way better.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What did you do with the hair?
In my 21 years, I tried all sorts of hairdos. Your face looks just like this. So cute. That'll definitely go up somewhere.
Somewhere?
It'll go up somewhere in the house. I'll give it to one of my sons. He's a huge Luka fan. Not sure why, but he'll get a kick out of this one. From a couple of Mavericks, Merry Christmas.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're watching the NBA Today Christmas Special, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Our friend Kendrick Perkins has talked a whole lot on our show about this matchup. And he's called it one of the greatest rivalries that we have, a budding rivalry, one that we could see for years to come. Where do you fall on that?
I mean, I don't look at it as a rivalry, but it's always, you know, pretty much a dogfight, you know, when we match up against each other. I feel like it always live up to the hype. Everybody always come out and perform. And, you know, it's two teams, you know, in the Western Conference, you know, just going at it, you know, back and forth, you know, throughout the game. And, you know, whoever wins is going to let the, you know, loser hear it. So I kind of agree. But for us, we really don't look at it as a rivalry. But it's definitely, you know, one of the teams, you know, we like playing against.
So that was John Morant earlier this week when we sat down in Denver. And you may have seen this already, but he also told me that there's only one team in the league that he's currently focused on come playoff time, and that's the Celtics. And I said, well, what about the West? And he said, I'm fine in the West. And he expanded at Friday at Shootaround.
Honestly, I don't care about anybody else's feedback but ours. You know, that's how we feel. That's how confident we are and, you know, our abilities and, you know, where we stand, you know, where we think we stand, you know, in the Western Conference. So anybody else's opinion doesn't matter.
That's how we all feel. I mean, you know, we may not all come out and say it, you know, on that platform or have that opportunity to say stuff like that on that platform. But, you know, he's a good representation of our team and of, you know, how we all feel.
All right. So I know some folks who like the swag that are coming out of Memphis, like Kendrick Perkins. But Zach Lowe, I want to start with you here. What do you think of looking at the Celtics as the front runners in the East right now?
Looking at the Celtics as the front runners, well,
that's
they've been struggling lately,
saying.
And I picked the Bucks to win. Well, look, John Morant's commentary on the East is one thing. What's more interesting is his commentary on the West. It's Celtics, Bucks, and everyone else in the East. I picked the Bucks to win the title, so I'll stick with the Bucks. But both those teams are amazing. But I love what he said about the West. Why should the Grizzlies be scared of anyone in the West? They're tied for the best record in the conference, and two things have really changed their outlook this season. One, Desmond Bane made a leap. 24 a game, running a lot of pick and rolls. And if people haven't been watching the Grizzlies, number two, Jaren Jackson Jr. is blocking everything in sight. You cannot get a shot off with that guy nearby, and he's shooting his best numbers too. They have a real big three now, and they shouldn't be scared of anybody in the West. The Clippers, we're just starting to see their team. The Warriors are struggling. The Memphis Grizzlies' time is and could be right now.
And what I really love about the Grizzlies is that they have a well-rounded team. A lot of times people will pick Ja as MVP of a matchup, but more often than not, in those games, he lets his teammates eat. And that's one thing that we've seen, as Zach mentioned, with Desmond Bane. I mean, his ability to become a secondary, you know, playmaker, another facilitator for them, is going to help ease the load, which means Ja can go more to work when he needs to and being healthy and available, which is important. But, like, you know I love Jaren Jackson Jr. I think their offense is taken care of. Their defense is anchored by someone that by the end of the year could be Defensive Player of the Year. This is a team, like they said, when they're in the West, they feel like they're the best team, and that's exactly what they should be thinking. We all know their mentality out in Memphis, and I do think that the health and the wealth of those top teams in the West will largely predicate whether or not it's more like who's going to meet the Grizzlies there than who else is going to be out there.
Woj, what are you looking at and seeing with the Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, what I really like about this Grizzlies team, and I think Ja Morant reflects it in how he talks, how he plays, there's an urgency to this group to win now. And I know it's easy in this league to say, we've got this long runway. We've got this great young team that's going to be together for years. You never know in this league. And this is a team right now in a West that you don't look at anybody else there and say, hey, that's a mountain for us to climb. I think for Memphis, their opportunity is now. The jump Desmond Bane has made has been remarkable. Jaren Jackson Jr., he has become everything they imagined, you know, when they drafted him at the top of the lottery, and Ja Morant is their MVP candidate. They have depth there. They have balance. They have great coaching. And I think for Memphis, forget about 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road. This is their window right now.
Well, the Memphis Grizzlies, they will be in the Bay to take on the Warriors on Christmas Day. So we're going to go to the Warriors now. Steph Curry, he may not be suiting up for the team on Christmas, but that doesn't mean he won't be impacting the holiday season for many in the Bay Area. So take a look at what both Steph and his wife Aisha are doing to give back to their community.
Merry Christmas!
It means the world to be able to support families through the holiday season and provide meaningful resources to families in need. What this event is a brainchild of a lot of Aisha's ideas in terms of how to bring a winter wonderland of fun. Hopefully these resources make a difference throughout the holiday season, but also give them an understanding that we're here to support them throughout the year.
He's my idol. I watch him on TV and I always wanted to meet him, so now I met him. It makes my Christmas way better.
Basketball and our success is tied to just the vibe within the community and the hope that we instill. We planted roots in Oakland and we want to continue to double down on our work.
It is amazing that he is right here in our community. He is one of the most incredible role models that our generation can have.
Thank you so much for doing everything that you have done for us, the community. We really appreciate it.
Whether you're helping one family or 500 families like we are, you know, at Christmas with Curry's, it all matters.
So no Steph Curry on Christmas Day, but we will see their finals opponent, the Celtics, and Jason Tatum. And Ramona, you had an excellent piece today on Jason Tatum. It's on ESPN Plus. Everyone can go and check that out. But it documents what Jason Tatum has been through since that loss in the finals. How has that motivated him?
Well, you know, he told me he went home after that Game 6 loss and just cried. Like, his mom tried to cook for him. His son, Deuce, gave him a hug. And he just cried that whole night and stayed up till 5:30 in the morning and couldn't get much rest the next couple days because he realized in that moment how exhausted he had been. Like, all of the stress mentally, physically of that long playoff run, of losing in the finals with that much on the line, it finally hit him how much he had put into the season and how exhausted he was. And he said, after a couple of days, he had to mourn that, but he said, that's never going to happen to me again. I'm gonna hire a chef, I'm gonna train differently. All the things that went wrong in that finals where he just flat out didn't have any legs. And he goes, I've replayed those air balls in game five, in the fourth quarter game five. Remember, it's Golden State, and they come back. The Celtics come back in that game. It's a close game in the fourth quarter. And Jason Tatum went 1 for 5 in the fourth quarter. Two of those were air balls. He goes, I didn't have my legs. He shot the ball. It looked like it was going in, and it's a foot short.
Right.
And when you come up short like that, when you are physically and mentally exhausted, you can do something about it. can train differently. Mm. You can eat differently. And, you know, like when he was younger, he used to eat McDonald's. He'd have Chick-fil-A for breakfast in the morning, fried foods after the game. He said, I have a chef now. I'm training differently. When he was out here this summer in Los Angeles working with his longtime trainer, Drew Hanlon, all he did was finish at the rim. Drew just beat him up and just fouled him. And he's the one thing you can tell how differently things were for him over the summer, he goes, I always play golf. Everybody knows how much I love playing golf. Brought my golf clubs to L.A. Didn't play once.
Mm. Well, you can see that. I mean, this loss sort of culminating in his head to the play that we've seen from him thus far this season. Obviously, the Celtics have had a little bit of a slide as of late, but you have to expect that they are looking at June once again and thinking, okay, how can we avoid that feeling? I encourage everyone to go check out Ramona's article that is on ESPN+. And coming up here on NBA Today, we will have some more of the best moments on Christmas Day. That's coming up after this.
Just knowing that on Christmas Day, when everybody's at home celebrating and being with their families, I get to entertain them and kind of be a part of the Christmas.
Going out there and putting on a show with the whole world watching is always a huge honor.
The Christmas game, I believe, brings joy to a lot of people, and just giving joy to people, that gives me joy too.
Just being a kid and you watch all the games on Christmas Day, that was kind of like the tradition, dreaming about being on that stage one day.
It was the only time I could watch NBA because of the time difference, and it was like the whole day I could watch the game.
It's time to put on a show, time to have fun and show these fans what the NBA is about.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Security, send in my guests.
Your shoes, fire.
I know, right?
Best shoes I've ever seen.
Give me a 10-day contract, baby.
You lucky, you big.
What, we're going to be, whoa.
Look at that, the LeBron James. The feast Anthony Davis. This is what Friday night NBA basketball is all about. Whoa. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Catch a very special edition of the NBA in Stephen A's world on Christmas on ESPN2 as the 76ers face the Knicks. That game is at noon Eastern. And speaking of the 76ers, guard Tyrese Maxey has been one of the brightest young players in the league, averaging career highs in both points and assists early this season. We won't actually see him on Christmas. He continues to rehab from a left foot fracture, but this injury, it just feels like a small setback compared to what happened to the Maxey family last Christmas Eve. Maya Jones has a story of how Tyrese and his family nearly lost everything.
Look, wrapping presents is not my specialty, man. That takes too much time. Sitting there wrapping all them presents.
This is the fun part for a parent.
And a family is bigger than blood. And you care for one another, you want everybody to succeed, you want us all to be, we're all one big happy family, so when you see your brother or your sister succeeding in doing something, then it makes you happy inside.
You have to be very efficient with the paper, because I don't want to use too much, because I got a lot of gifts to wrap. Our family comes before anything. I talk to Tyrese probably maybe 4 to 5 times a day. My family is the most important thing to me.
It means a lot, considering what we went through last year. But this year, after being that close to death, it means the world, just to be alive.
In December 2021, 76ers guard Tyrese Maxey blossomed in his second NBA season.
Maxey with a long three, and that one's true.
Going to light it up now. Maxey can score in bunches.
On Christmas Eve, Maxey had his entire family over to celebrate the holidays before going on a three-game road trip.
The day was amazing. We were kind of just jumping around and playing and listening to Christmas music, and then sat down to start having our Christmas Eve dinner.
The chef brought the food off, right? 5 minutes into our meal, smoke was coming from the laundry room, and my daughter smelled smoke and said, something don't smell right. My best friend and my wife, they went to the laundry room, and flames were everywhere.
A fire broke out inside Maxey's garage. After an unsuccessful attempt to contain the blaze, Maxey led some of his family members outside the home and called 911.
We begin with breaking news. The home of Sixers player Tyrese Maxey has been severely damaged by fire tonight.
Once I got outside is when I really knew that when I turned around and looked, literally the entire left side of the house was already in flames. I could see the glass kind of breaking through.
Tyrese is outside and he's noticing by now, oh my God, the house is on fire. Like that entire part of the house is actually in flames. And he's yelling back inside, get out of the house.
According to the local fire department, the cause of the fire is still undetermined.
That whole area burned. Even the TV, the screen burned off the wall. The ceiling fan had burned so much it burned all the stuff on the furniture down to the rug.
This is my first time being able to actually provide food, provide a home for everybody to come, and then provide a lot of different presents and different things and wants that your family wants or even needs sometimes. And for it to go the opposite direction, like in a split second, it really hurt me the next day.
Everything in the area where the Christmas tree and gifts were burned, except for the Christmas gifts. And so the hotel, it did an amazing job arranging the Christmas gifts in one of their conference rooms. I think when we walked into the room, everybody was like super emotional. So that's the hard part. It's just thinking that we were like, yeah. It could have turned out worse.
And now the world knows I can wrap gifts.
What? All right,
there it is. That's our present from the Maxey family.
This Christmas, the Maxey family has a lot to be thankful for.
There you go.
Maxey has a brand new home, a new perspective on life, and most importantly, the family has each other.
You know, it almost feels like a second chance. We're gonna do the same thing that we always do, laugh, love each other, and probably some tears shed. We're all blessed to be here.
Then I would match that. See how you got that one, Dad?
It's literally just God, and it's the luck of God, and you just really have to thank Him and cherish these moments.
Just a remarkable story there. The annual NBA on Christmas Day tradition continues. 5 star-studded games on ESPN, ABC. You can see the entire slate there on your screen. It is certainly going to be a merry Christmas in the NBA. On to the Lakers, who do play on Christmas. They announced on Friday that Anthony Davis has been diagnosed with a stress injury. He will have missed 4 games with this injury, and that is thus far. Woj, what more can you tell us about the timeline for Anthony Davis here?
Well, Anthony Davis, the good news right now, I'm told, is that the pain has subsided in that right foot with the rest over the past several days. They're going to give him another week to perhaps 10 days of rest and reevaluate this foot and see if there's a way then that he might be able to start playing again and avoid a procedure. And I think that's the optimism right now, that he may not have to have a surgery or procedure on that foot. So another week to 10 days. And I think there is some optimism, you know, that Anthony Davis could play again in the relative near future. But I think they're going to certainly be careful, not put him in a position, you know, to re-injure it, make it a longer term injury. But I don't think the assessment right now is as dire as people thought maybe a week ago when he initially went out against Denver.
So maybe some silver lining here for the Lakers. Woj, thank you so much for that update. All right, we're going to keep it pushing here. Adrian, thank you so much. It is time for today's DraftKings Sportsbook predictions. And for that, I got my sis, Chinay Agumake.
Let's
so
get it.
We're going to do some Christmas picks here. You ready?
Yeah.
Christmas Day state of mind. Who's going to score more points on Christmas, the most points?
Okay, I'm going to go Joel Embiid versus the Knicks, Leeds leading scorer. So let's go with Joel Embiid.
All right, what about, will anyone drop 40 or more?
Yes, someone will drop 40. Probably Joel, probably Luka.
We're keeping it. Probably both. Probably everybody. All right.
Everybody gets one.
Will anyone post a triple-double? And if so, who?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's going to be Nikola Jokic.
Okay, Nikola Jokic.
Mr.
Triple-double. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And this season, new customers can bet $5 to win $150 in free bets if your team's money line wins. Use the code NBA today when you sign up. Coming up on NBA Today, we have the best plays from Christmas Day in a very special edition of Top of the Top. See what makes the cut.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Losing in the finals drove me all summer to take my game to a different level, my body to another level, my mind to another level, just driving me on all cylinders just to be better. You get to a point where you feel like when you come up short, it only makes you hungrier for the next moment. I can be what the game needs me to be. At times I can be, you know, water. And at times I can be fire. In one way I think that I have an edge on opponents. Think how I play, you know, why I play. And those who recognize my spirit know that, you know, I'm not gonna back down. I'm here for a reason.
Welcome back to NBA Today. It is time for a very special edition of Top of the Top. It's going to be a Christmas Day version, and we are going to start with top posters.
Okay.
Because we got MJ. And when we got MJ, we start with top posters.
He makes every list. The good list, the bad list, all the above list.
The best list.
The best
Keeping
list
it pushing
ever.
Here. I mean...
Oh,
Dr. J?
Classic.
This
That's
is why
classic.
Christmas Day is the best.
RJ made this one.
RJ made
Again.
This one.
But it's worthy.
I thought he was going to win Upper Room. I really did.
But,
all right, let's keep it pushing to buzzer beaters here. Top buzzer beaters on Christmas. Is this volleyball? What?
I know.
What?
I remember this. Everyone was shocked.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Let's take a look at Penny Hardaway here.
Yeah.
Got the friendly bounce
it's
on that
the
one.
Rattle. It's always the rattle.
And then, I mean, considering Kobe, we had him twice in our upper room.
Yeah.
It feels like we needed to have a whole segment on top Kobe moments on Christmas Day.
With the left.
All hoopers do that, by the way.
What? Oh, we
shadow,
always play air
shadow,
hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do air hoops all the time.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
That was my nominee.
Woo. And then top moves. What we got here?
Okay. Oh.
All right, MJ.
Okay, first of all, honor to the pass, but like even better finish.
It's even in non-HD, you can still see how pretty
that
is.
Oh, that was tough.
T-Mac.
You got body, and then you have to, like, still finesse through. Mm. That's not easy. And that's what we call jelly.
Jelly. You like mint jelly?
No.
I like mint jelly. I had them on lamb chops last night.
I saw them. You sent me a picture.
Okay. I sent you a video of
next time, send me leftovers.
Chops. All right. Top chemistry since we got it. Ooh, LeBron James.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade.
That Heat squad different.
I mean,
speaking of which,
for many reasons.
And then I love the, like,
wait, you were doing that. This was rewinding. What is happening here?
What? Right here. That's it. What? Braun, turn up.
I mean, eyeballs level with the rim.
All right. King.
While we're talking top of the top, I have a new one for you.
What?
A top topper. Let me tell you what I mean, okay? We have our very own Larry O'Brien tree topper to crown our Christmas tree here in studio, thanks to our MBA on ESPN marketing team. Here it is.
Oh, it's
I'm going to put it on top of the tree.
Girl, wait, hold on. Malika.
You know, I'm going to choose a tree more my size.
Okay, I was worried for a second.
I'm going to back it up. This little guy.
Which one? This one here. Is this your size?
This is my size.
Okay, here. Remove the bow. Here's your present, America.
Nice.
That's cute.
It's cute.
Okay. Yep.
I'm taking it home.
Love
it. Man. I hear Santa Perk is back.
Oh, he can't.
Where is he at?
He's making a list.
Oh, my God. He's
stuck up. He's checking it twice. Oh, hey, look, hey, we back on. Hoop head, Santa Perk in the building right after the break. I got my list. Not there nice.
Oh, well.
The NBA Today Christmas Special is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Ho, ho, ho. Hoop heads, Santa Perk in the house. Turn my mic up. That was nasty. Yeah, that's it.
Go back.
How's that last verse supposed to sound?
I killed it.
I got my peoples up in there. I was in my bag. my crew. I got my people in there with me.
Santa Perk is coming to town.
I got my list.
Did you check it twice?
I got my list.
Are we going to find out who's naughty and nice?
It's only right. You want the good or you want the bad? I'm going to start off with the bad. Who made the naughty list? I'm going off with Steve Kerr first, right?
Ooh.
He seemed to can't win the game without Steph Curry being on the floor.
Whoa.
He got to up his game. His record right now, 51 wins, 95 losses without Steph Curry. Next on my naughty list, CP3. Why? Because I feel like that he could bridge the gap between Monty Williams and DeAndre Ayton as being the leader in the locker room, and he's not doing this. This beef is still ongoing when it should have been put to bed by the captain, CP3. Who's next on the list? Our very own Patrick Beverly, the guy, Mr. 94 feet, who showed up to his press conference with the Lakers, who showed up on NBA Today in a row, who guaranteed that the Lakers was going to make the postseason, who has been non-existent in a Lakers uniform. And look, right here, you too small? Bro, you down by 30 plus and you still bumping your gums. The Lakers need more out of Patrick Beverly. He has not delivered for them. Next, I'm going into my nice list. Oh, this is my naughty list. Check it off right here. Steve Kerr, Chris Paul, Patrick Beverly. Now I gotta be nice to some folks, okay? Next, first on the list, Jalen Brunson. People talk down,
like
people
it.
Was
yeah,
worried
yeah.
about Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks. Can the Knicks grab a superstar? They got an all-star caliber player who's been delivering. 20 points per game per night, shooting almost 48% from the field. The Knicks are winning right now. He's doing everything and more. Number two on my nice list. Let me show him some love. Tyus Jones, the best backup point guard in the league. When Ja Morant goes out, no problem. He steps up to the plate. He handles his business. Tyus Jones made Big Perk nice list. Number three, two-time MVP, Mr. Whack Body himself. Mr. Flirting with a triple-double this season. Jokic, pull him up there. Number one in the Western Conference right now.
He had to have a big
Been
game.
Without Michael Porter Jr. Jamal Murray coming in. He's not even 100% healthy. He's carrying them, putting them on his back. This is my two list right now. This is my nice list. Too bad Malika, Shanae, and Richard didn't make either one. You know, maybe next year y'all can make it, but y'all really been showing out. Merry Christmas.